Gilbert Wenke.
And where are you from, Gilbert?
Originally from Kapunda in South Australia, but now retired and live in Queensland and far north.
So, Gilbert, how many years have you been shearing for?
40 years.
And you're in the over 60s category today, yes. And you've qualified for the finals. How many years has it been since you've seen a lot of these guys that you're competing against today?
Most of them about 35 years.
Wow. So when was the last time you were all together?
Oh, back in early 80s. All the shows were stopped then, and that's when I virtually walked out of the show here and game.
You obviously have to be pretty accomplished to be invited to compete in today's event. So what awards did you win to qualify?
I won 27 titles around Australia.
Wow. So what were they, some of those?
Some of the best ones, I won the Armidale, and that was the New South Championship. And I ran second in an invitation back in 1975, and I shore 10 sheep in 18 minutes.
That's very impressive. So when you were working around shearing sheds, not just competing in shows, where were you mostly travelling around to?
Majority of it was in South Australia.
So in terms of the Shearers' Reunion that's happening tonight and getting together with these guys, do you think this might be the last big time that you're all together in one spot?
Yes, hopefully they reckon they might do a big one again in 5 years' time, but most of us will be too old by then.
Oh, no, not too old to turn up, maybe.
No, but, yeah. This is the first one they've had, and it's terrific to be able to catch up. Oh, I don't know, it's just glorious to be here.
Yeah. With the guys in your comp, in the over-60s comp, are you impressed with how well people are still shearing?
Yeah, very well. They are. I'm very surprised the bloke that was shearing behind me today. He's 78.
Wow. Did he make the finals?
No, he didn't. But we saw together for many years, me and that bloke. So, yeah, having magic.
So what are you hoping to get out of the weekend then, and seeing everybody?
Some of the happiest times I've had in my life.
Yeah, I'm Dudley Cohn.
And you're a judge here today, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
So what are you looking for when you're judging the shearing?
Well, we have two lots of judges. We have one lot of judges who judge on the board. There's four judges there today, and there's three judges at the back. The judges on the board are looking for second cuts, handling of the fleece, handling of the sheep, and, of course, time, where the judges at the back, they judge for skin cuts and any wool left on.
So with today, you've obviously got some of the best shearers that have ever competed in Australia before. What's the standard of competition today?
Oh, the standard's great. You know, I judged a lot of these shearers, you know, 20, 30 years ago. A few are still shearing. We have a past world champion here today. Australian champions, probably four or five past Australian champions. Queensland, New South Wales, Victorian champions all here today. We've got a shearer from Victoria who I think holds the record of over 600 sheep in a day. So we've got a really big range of shearers, but a lot of talent.
Are you still judging at shearing shows around the place?
No. This is the first I've done for quite a few years. But it was all the invitation today, invitation shearers and invitation judges. And I got an invitation and I wouldn't have missed out for quids.
And some of the boys who are organising this thought that perhaps there might be some old scores settled for what some shearers might have thought were some unfair judging decisions. Have you had anybody say anything to you like that yet?
Yes, yeah, a lot of tongue-in-cheek comments made today, you know, catching up on old times.
Well, I hope you take that into account when you're making your judgments today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Donna. No, we've got a really good lot of very experienced judges today. You know, judges that have been judging for, you know, 30, 40 years, some of them. All of the judges are past shearers.
Kathy Wengerball.
Kathy, you've literally just got off the boards and you got in under that 11-minute mark, getting the four sheep done in 11 minutes. How long has it been since you've done a full day of shearing?
10 years. 10 years, yeah. I did 10 last week. I didn't shear any last year. Yeah, no, 10 years since I gave up shearing.
You are one of Australia's best female shearers. When was the last time you were on the competition circuit?
99 was my last circuit that I did back then, and then I gave up competition shearing because I come down with Q fever in 2000, so yeah.
What were some of your career highlights from that time?
Oh, winning the World Championship of Women in Ireland, having three kids, sharing in front of the Queen. 1996, I think it was, I made every final that I went into between New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia. Yeah, 99 was a highlight. I'm the only female shearer to make the Diamond Shears at Longreach back in 99. Made the state representing South Australia in the state final there. Oh, I was even elected onto the Rules and Disputes Committee of Australia, which involved states of Australia. So, yeah, I was South Australia's representative. It's just numerous things, and the list goes on and on and on. Yeah.
You're keeping up. Well, you're doing better than most of the boys here today, and you've obviously done that throughout your career. What does it take to be a female shearer and to be a top female shearer?
A lot of heart. You got to listen and be respective of your peers because they've got there for some reason, and also to have a lot of broad shoulders because you can cop a lot, but if you know at the bottom end of the line that's what you want to be, you will be it and you'll cruise through. And if you enjoy it and you love it, you laugh it.
So aside from the actual competition, what are you hoping to get out of this weekend and being back with all these shearers?
Just to catch up with the mates you haven't seen for so long. Like, yeah, I've been out of the circuit for 10 years, and with the bakery, like, you'll have the few come through, but it's the camaraderie that you've lived with for because I've been a shearer for 21 years. Mm. So just seeing all the faces, it's brilliant, yeah. And everybody knows who I am, but I've still got to jog the memory to who they are.
So maybe name tags tonight might be a good
idea. Exactly, that would be a wise choice.